Good morning and welcome to Providence Presbyterian Church. We're glad you're here. We never know when we hold worship on these kinds of snowy, wintry days, who might come together to be the community at worship and prayer. And we are going to be a little bit less formal today in our worship and in sharing together, but we still have things happening around here, and we definitely have coffee afterwards for a time of fellowship in the Hope Room immediately following the worship service. And it's good to be together in prayer. We are pretty close to the beginning of Lent in the Christian year with an Ash Wednesday service on Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock here. If you would like to come together for a time of reflection and prayer stations, opportunities for prayers for healing and ashes, the imposition of ashes on our foreheads to remember that we're marking these 40 days leading up to Easter. That will be at 7 o'clock in the sanctuary, and it's a very family-friendly service, or will be a very family-friendly service for that opportunity. The playgroup study will not be meeting tomorrow. We're anticipating the roads are still going to be more than a little bit of a mess, and with the rain happening, we're going to forego tomorrow's meeting and resume again the following week. Kind of going out of order here, but on Tuesday evening we've been invited to join Calvin Presbyterian Church in Cumberland for their Shrove Tuesday pancake supper at 6 o'clock, and there's a flyer in the Hope Room with the details about that dinner if anyone is interested in going, and if you need a ride, let me know if you'd like to be part of that, and we'll make that happen. Other announcements this morning. All right, let us pray. Gracious God, your creation is beautiful and yet challenging. We ask your blessing on those who are struggling with this snow, but also on all of us who gather together here and worship together in this hour. Be with us, we pray, that our songs, our prayers, our reading and reflection on Scripture might be to your glory alone, as we gather here and are sent forth to serve in your ways. In Christ we pray. Amen.
So your favorite song, as we are today enjoying the being informal, so if you have a favorite hymn, and hopefully everybody know it so we can sing it together, and hopefully Andrew can lead. Yeah, okay, I get one. Did you say the number again?
2173.
Okay.
Yes, you need a camera. That's
just right. Feel free, yes.
I can march around the church.
Send forth your word.
Yeah, another one. We'll see. Okay. I hope we can sing it. Yeah, to just want to give other people a chance to choose another song, maybe.
One and four.
Okay.
Yes.
Last one,
sure.
Yeah. This side, you can choose. Yeah. You didn't get a chance to choose hymns every week. Just remember that. What about Breathe on Me, Praise of God?
Okay.
Do you know the number?
The number?
Let's say it was the spirit of prayer really asking the spirit of the Lord to be with us and to reveal to us and to heal us today.
Thank you.
you.
We come now to a time where we would like to pray together and share together joys and concerns that we have in our midst. It is a joy to have visitors with us and to have intrepid college students up from Brown this morning, and let Andrew carry around the microphone so that we might share joys and concerns. We still have a number of people without power in the congregation, so we are in the process of reaching out to them and trying to find warm places for them to be in the midst of this, but we certainly want to hold them in prayer in this time. We also want to hold in prayer Elena, who continues to struggle with pneumonia, and we have exiled her from any music playing, so which is why you get treated to me until at least through Ash Wednesday of Wednesday, and we'll see where we can go from there, but we're trying to help her to rest in this time. So other prayer concerns. Andrew will have the microphone.
My friend Ann Quast, who had a heart attack and apparently she was dead, is doing much better. She is up and moving, and they're trying to go through and figure out exactly what happened, but just continued prayers for her and her recovery. She's pretty young. I think she's maybe 50. So just continued prayers for her.
Prayers for my daughter Ariel, who's going to be going to Puerto Rico for 2 weeks, leaving on Wednesday. And prayers for my daughter Carmen, who continues to struggle with depression.
I'd like continued prayers for my brother Jim in Pennsylvania, but I have good news. They gave up on him with cancer 5 years ago, and Valentine's Day, he's going on a cruise to the islands somewhere. So I think that's rather a miracle.
For my grandma, who's nearing the end of her life, and for her family.
We'd like your prayers also for Mark Weber, who's in the hospital with a pretty serious sodium imbalance right now that hopefully they'll be able to address and bring healing swiftly there, but prayers for Mark and Susan as they negotiate this time as well. Let us pray. God of wonder and beauty, of prayers in our hearts, prayers in our minds, spoken and unspoken. We seek your grace, your healing, and strength in these days. We are in awe at the beauty and also the challenge of this snow to so many. We pray for those who are isolated and in need in this time. Make their needs known to us. We pray for safety for those who must be on the road, particularly those who are responding to needs in the community, those who are ministering to those who are ill, those who are lending helping hand to those in their homes in these days. We pray for all those, some of whom are in this congregation, who have been called on for extra shifts or stuck at work in the midst of the snowstorm, for Nalone, for Gladys, for Mary. We pray your blessing upon them as they minister to those who are in need in institutions in this time. We pray, O Lord, this day for those who are ill, for Elena's continuing recuperation, for Walter. We pray for safety and wisdom for all who are trying to clear this snow, Help us to reach out to lend a hand as we are able to those in need around us. We know, O Lord, that you touch the deepest places of our hearts and our needs, that you heal us when words fail us, that you bring hope out of hopelessness, that you bring peace in the midst of turmoil. We pray for those who are facing medical issues in these days, for diagnoses and testings, for Mark and the hospital. We pray in thanksgiving for Anne's recovery, Jenny's friend, and pray for your healing hand to continue to be upon her. We pray for Carmen and for Jim. You are, O God, the author of life and in death, and we belong to you in that. We pray for Marianne's grandma, Josephine, in these days, and for her family as she nears the end of her long and full life. We pray for all those who are still without power, for homes to open up for them to stay warm in this time, for wisdom to seek those needs. We remember, O Lord, our world outside of this community as we are blanketed in snow, a world that is in need of peace and healing. We pray for all of the opportunities and situations and challenges and struggles of the Middle East in these days. We pray for wisdom, for world leaders to act on behalf of all your people to follow the pathways of peace. Help us, O God, as we look around us in the beauty of these moments to see your joys and your blessings, to be comforted in community with one another, to be strengthened in the love that you have for us that flows in and through your people. We pray, O Lord, for this opportunity for Ariel in Puerto Rico, and we pray for safety in her travel there. Guide us, we pray, as we prepare to enter into this holy season of Lent, that we might be renewed in new ways by your Spirit, that we might be strengthened in our fellowship with one another, that we might see our paths clear in the ways that you move in our lives. Through the power of the one who walked this earth and who taught us to pray, we pray in Jesus' name, praying. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Reading this morning is from the 9th chapter of Luke, verses 28 through 37. Hear now the word of the Lord. Now about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he had said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent, and in those days told no one any of the things they had seen. On the next day, when they had come down from the mountain, a great crowd met him. This is the word of the Lord.
One child,
peace and stay safe and help others. Amen.